I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News. Last week, I spoke with Arnold Beanstock, the rabbi of Beth Israel Congregation in Salisbury, about Hanukkah. A Hanukkah discussion has to start with learning the proper pronunciation of Hanukkah.
The problem with English is that it has no guttural sound. The first letter of the H is a very, oh, good. Did you study German or Arabic or Hebrew?
No.
Okay. So actually, in Hebrew, it's Hanukkah. You have to, what's called, linguists call this the aspirated H. So Hanukkah, if you can get that, that's the most correct pronunciation.
Rabbi Beanstock said Hanukkah isn't one of the major holidays in the Jewish faith compared to Passover or Yom Kippur, but it has great historical and cultural significance.
Hanukkah represents the victory of the Hasmonean family, who organized a revolt against the Syrian Greeks, who had control over the Holy Land during the 2nd century. And basically, the campaign to liberate the temple in Jerusalem from the control of the Syrian Greeks succeeded, well, on the day that became Hanukkah, the 25th day of the Hebrew month of Kislev in the year 165 BC.
Rabbi Beanstock said scholars believe that Hanukkah is an 8-day festival to commemorate the festival of the Feast of Tabernacles, which was 8 days. But he said the most popular explanation is centered around a miraculously enduring oil.
If you asked your typical Jewish person why 8 days, they would tell you the kind of the beautiful story legend that the oil to light the candelabrum in the temple, that the oil miraculously acted for 8 days.
Oil, or its contemporary candle, lights the menorah, one of the most visible symbols of Hanukkah. The Hanukkah menorah has 8 branches and 1 helping candle. The candles are lit as the sun sets, which for those in the Jewish faith is the beginning of the day. Rabbi Beanstock.
So on the first day, it's the helping candle and the first candle, and then each night an additional candle is lit. When an experience is it done for the first time, there is a special blessing of thanksgiving, thanking God for being able to reach the joyous occasion. So there are actually 3 blessings, 3 prayers, or in the Hebrew word to bless, it was bracha, 3 on the first night.
Rabbi Beanstock chants the first bracha.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlikna shalchanu ka. Praise your Lord, who sanctifies us with your commandments and has commanded us to light the candle of Hanukkah.
The rabbi said Hanukkah is a folk festival, which is primarily celebrated in the home. He said that while Hanukkah combines historical, cultural, and spiritual elements, it hasn't managed to escape commercialization or religious kitsch, in the words of the rabbi.
I have a collection of menorahs. There's a cat menorah, there's a dog menorah, there's a football menorah.
Rabbi Beanstock said while there are some traditional cantorial songs, most of the Hanukkah songs are folk songs that have originated from other cultures.
A lot of the folk songs, like dreidel. Dreidel is not a Hebrew word, it's a Yiddish word. Basically, many of the Hanukkah songs were originally Eastern European Jewish folk songs. I guess people like folk tunes because they're easy to remember and easy to sing, whether you're a little kid or an old grandmother who's 70, 80 years old.
Like numerous other holidays or festivals, food is a very important component of Hanukkah. Rabbi Beanstock said there is much contention over what is to be called the staple Hanukkah food.
Oh, the food, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I don't know why, but basically the Eastern European Jews developed the potato pancake, and while the Spanish cultural Jewish orbit, they were into fried donuts, jelly donuts. So there's an interesting debate, which is the true Hanukkah food, the potato pancake or the donut.
In addition to the sweet and savory foods, gift-giving has also been incorporated into Hanukkah celebrations. Although Rabbi Beanstock said the gifts presented are less ornate than one would see in other holiday gift exchanges. The rabbi said he believes Hanukkah is becoming more incorporated into American culture. He also said Jewish communities have developed more of an emphasis on preserving Hanukkah traditions. Rabbi Beanstock offered one more linguistic lesson for those interested in wishing someone a proper Hanukkah greeting.
The word for happy is Sameach. Sameach. Hanukkah Sameach. So that's happy Hanukkah.
Baruch. I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.
Eloheinu. Melech haolam, sha'asa nisim lavotanu.